Montreal Burger Report with Chris Zeke Hand and Rick E. Coli Edelstein.
These burgers are crazy. These burgers are crazy. These burgers are crazy. These burgers are crazy.
Good day and welcome to Episode 77 of the In today's episode, our heroes, Chris Zeke Hand.
Burger Wars are heating up in Montreal.
And Rick E. Coli Edelstein.
Holy smokes, Zeke.
Finally get around to tasting a smart burger. They thoroughly dissect and analyze the burgers and the restaurant, and then try to figure out where to place Smart Burger in the Montreal burger cosmos.
Hey, check that out, $11 pitchers. That's another reason to come to Laval.
Although no, they're $11 pitchers.
Which burger is this? That one's mine?
That one's yours, yes.
Okay, we got the beers are backwards. That's another reason to come to Laval. The $11 pitchers. Hey, so I go to get, I went up, I said, can I get some mayo? Mm-hmm. And she says, would you like spicy or regular? I said, well, try spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And she says to me, she says, it's mayo with fine herbs and mustard.
Okay.
That's fine by me. So this is like what? Mine was like $11.49. I got a Carlsberg, I got a burger, very good fries.
Mm-hmm.
What a deal.
Yeah. $8.95 for the burgers, $2 for, which malt, $2 extra for the beer. Yeah, $9, $10 for.
That's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. The fries are excellent. Okay, so what do I have? I have a couple slices of onion, mm-hmm. which is better than getting a big fat slab of onion. They're using Boston lettuce. Nice looking tomato. I got mustard and a burger. That's
okay.
It.
I got
nothing fancy on this.
Lettuce, tomato, onions, grilled onions, mushrooms, and bacon.
You know what? The burger is disappointingly cool.
Disappointingly what?
Cool, not hot. A little bit overcooked too. Which is really a shame. I'm sure that fresh beef could have been given a better service.
Well, mine is warm. Mm. No, I actually quite like it. It's sort of, I'm wrong, it's not at all like Five Guys.
No.
It's much more like a Harvey's.
No. Harvey's is a solid meat disc that I can't stand. This is, the burger has a good mouthfeel, but it doesn't have a tremendous amount of flavor. You know, it's interesting, if you look at this burger, you know, the bun is, bun's got a nice texture, it's dense. But what's interesting is it's a whole grain bun. So now we understand where the smart comes from. Also, if you look at the meat, you'll notice that this is a lean ground beef patty. So we got a lean patty here, which, you know, considering is, not bad.
Yeah, there I'm gonna definitely have a second burger.
So am I.
There I'm definitely having a second burger.
So am I. It's a lean burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overly packed.
Mm.
It's seasoned though. It's packed a bit, but I mean it's not too heavy.
No, it strikes me in terms of just. Maybe it's just in the way it looks. Because to me, it looks like a Harvey's burger to me.
Come on. I'll take you to Harvey's after this, and you take a look at the burger. I mean, Harvey's burger is almost, it's like hamburger if you put it in a food processor. Mm-hmm. It's almost like pureed. That thing is rock solid, the Harvey's.
Okay.
It has so much soy protein in it and, mm-hmm. you know, seasoning. It's an insult to this burger to call it a Harvey's.
I think it also could be, I'm just getting confused by all the toppings, given that I haven't
Which
had.
Which is why I said, why did you order something with so many?
It looked interesting.
The meat is definitely seasoned, though.
Mm-hmm.
Try the fries.
I can only put one thing in my hand at a time. That's it.
The butter lettuce is a nice touch. The Boston.
Mm-hmm. Now there, it's a good burger. There's something to me that's missing, and I haven't quite figured it out yet.
Heat.
That could be it.
I'm really disappointed about the temperature of this burger.
Well, they're given that we got in just before the rush. It's the sort of thing where they might go through their heat and hold stuff and start making fresh for the second ones. Next time, I'm just going to get a plain cheeseburger. Nothing else.
I think I'll join you on that one.
It does look like they're out and they have a rush.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so from what I guess,
You have a whole thing. Invested some money in getting this place set up.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. What I guess is, you know, they have signs about water filtered on site, 100% ecological. My guess is that the smart part of this is low fat meat, low sodium, whole grain bread. Fresh vegetables. Wonder if they even actually source local, which they may very well do, except in the winter. Yeah. Filtered water, probably recycled.
Mm-hmm. Macaroni salad isn't healthy any way you cut it.
True. Neither are fries. They're very good fries. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although, once again, I'm not a real big fry fan. It's fries, I can take them or leave them.
Yeah.
They aren't the sort of thing I go hog wild over.
I love, love, love being a pig.
I'm actually sort of tempted, but that's way too much macaroni salad for me.
I'll try some.
Mm-hmm. Well, the mayo is very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, huh? Mm-hmm. The smart stuff is starting to seep through. I'm starting to see it everywhere. Zeke?
Mm-hmm.
Beer, burgers, fries.
It's Laval.
Oh.
Laval knocks it down.
How's the mac salad? Cheesy?
No, it's sort of just macaroni salad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Let me get you a fork or a spoon.
They probably threw some parmesan in it.
It's like they're trying hard and they just miss on stuff.
Yeah.
It's...
What do you feel is missing?
It's the sort of thing where, to me, it's like they want to be a fast food chain.
In McDonald's land, the McDonald's.
And,
I don't know.
Well, yeah, they got the one in Carrefour Laval. The way
right.
this whole thing is set up is like a fast food restaurant. It might
right.
even be an old McDonald's for all I know.
In McDonald's land, the McDonald's.
Looks like, it may have been a Tim Horton.
Roll up the rim to win.
I think that's where the disconnect is that. Where you take some place like Aubert's Dragon Rouge, you take Sparrow, you take those places, and they make great burgers that are individually done. And here, they're trying to make the fast food individual burgers.
Well, you know what? Look at the name. Look at the format. Look at the location.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their message is clear that... You know, you don't have to eat bad food
mm-hmm.
to eat fast food.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we look at what we got here, you know, there's obviously thought put into what they prepared here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're appealing to people who want, who like the burger fries approach, but want to eat something that's better for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's where it misses. I'm not the type of person who would go to a fast food restaurant.
Right.
And this is looking to appeal to people who go to fast food restaurants.
Right.
If this was
you know what? I can't damn them for their effort. You
mm-hmm.
know what? If I was standing in front of a counter for McDonald's and a counter for Smart Burger, the choice is simple.
Oh, yeah.
But if I was standing in front of Sparrow and Smart Burger, it would really depend.
Yeah,
it's two different experiences. Sparrow, you sit down, you're there for lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go to a place like the fast food places, you're in and out. And this is designed for in and out, good food.
Mm-hmm. Although
there's going to be trade-off.
This is a neighborhood restaurant that reflects a neighborhood that is Laval. And that's what the disconnect to me is, that
health conscious food for rapid consumption.
Mm-hmm. For people who live in, and
I can't damn this salad though. It's a little bit sweet, but mm-hmm. other than that,
no, to me it's everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
Better than any fast food restaurant that you can name.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, to me, damning by faint praise. It's where, compared to like a Burger DeVille, the burger itself is better than Auberge de Dragon Rouge,
mm-hmm.
but the experience is not. To me, that whole fast food thing,
well,
it's sort of like kitsch to watch him go grind the beef,
mm-hmm.
but I'd personally prefer to hang out on a terrace with women wearing long woolen skirts.
Yeah. I'll bet you
mm-hmm.
that's whole grain pasta.
Yep.
Interesting. You know what? Mm-hmm. So the question is, would you, considering the drive, would you drive up here just for a burger?
Not at all.
No. If you were in a shopping center and you were looking for something to eat that was good for you,
if this was in a shopping center and I went to shopping centers, yes. But
or let's say downtown, right? All right. If we line this up, Sparrow, Burger DeVille, and Smart Burger,
this comes in third.
Well, it depends upon what you're in the mood for, right?
A burger. It comes in third.
I hope this, you don't take this too personally. Yeah. No, anyways, yeah, I agree with you. It's not necessarily third, but if I was looking for fast, decent burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the only reason it's fast is because they have them in the heat and hold, and that, to me, takes away a lot of stuff.
That's true, especially the fact that we got served a tepid burger.
Mm-hmm.
That really scores low.
That scores low. I can put up with everything else, but it's just, it's because it is designed for mass consumption.
Yeah.
I prefer it when everything is made individually.
You know what's missing here?
What?
You know, a lot of this stuff that we brought up mm-hmm. now is stuff that we figured out. But, you know, the only thing we can see that's advertised here is the filtered water, and there's also a little pop-up stand over there with a sign that's facing the wall that says, meat grilled on the fire, 100% beef, freshly rolled. But, you know, it's all, they're not getting their message across clearly. And, you know, things such as, you know, their green initiative, their the whole grain burger, the pasta, is not being relayed properly, which is kind of unfortunate.
No, there's the sort of thing where with the Auberge Dragon Rouge, I was saying it's sort of like a B-minus burger. It's made better by the experience.
Do you mind if I steal more of your macaroni?
Not at all.
Sorry, go ahead. B-minus.
And to me, it's the sort of thing here. This is a B-minus, C-plus burger that is brought down by the experience.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if it's the only thing you can get in Laval, if this is the best burger that you can, then it's still obviously the best burger you can get in Laval. But that's saying more about Laval than it is saying anything about this burger.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 77 of where our heroes thoroughly analyzed and dissected their smart burgers, beers, fries, and macaroni salad. Will E. coli convince Zeke that fast food isn't bad food? Why are they planning on having a second burger? And who will the surprise guest be? Find the answers to these and other questions next week in episode 77 of The Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Holy transistors.
Smart Burger is located at 2959 Curie LaBelle in Laval. Their phone number is 450-687-7627. Their website is smartburger.ca. They're open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. 11 o'clock at night on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is Fire Sign Theater meets the film Tom Jones at Le Chien Fumant. It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. coli go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them and to the people who make it. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zekan. We'd graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Frank Zappa and the Moldy Peaches for the music, and you for listening.